Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to this broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So praise God. Thank God for all of you that are tuned in tonight. Amen. We are continuing on in our series about the falling away. This is part four. And as we await for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join us, I just want to take this opportunity to thank God for all of you that have been listening. And above all, I thank God for such an opportunity, the door open that he has given us to present this word to you. I pray that we have presented in the way that is pleasing to the Lord. I pray that we have rightly divided and that it is carried unto the hearts of men or everyone that is listening. It is very important that you hear this, this history as we're going through it and coming with the word of God, because it tells about the condition of the body of Christ today and why we are so separated as we are. Amen. So it is very important, and I've said it before and I say it again. History is very important, not only concerning spiritual things or concerning the body of Christ, but it is important even in secular things, okay? You can see out in the world that history is important because history brings you to the now. It tells you what happened in the past, and it gives you what you're seeing now, okay? The picture now. It show you what brought it to be, you know, and I said it before too, that if I would have known the importance of history when I was going to school, maybe perhaps I would have, you know, took it more seriously. I mean, I last remember, I think I made high grades in it, but I just saw room that I could have done better, because I would have took it more to heart. And, you know, who knows, probably would have pursued it a little bit deeper. Amen. But, you know, that was back then. But I just say to you all that's listening, history is very important. Amen. And just like, you know, discovering your family tree is important. And the history of, you know, great granddaddies and great grandmothers of the past, you know. And many times when you learn your family tree, especially some history, a lot of times they explain the picture of what you're seeing right now, you know, with the family. So, you know, glory be to God. So, you know, I just thank the Lord for such an opportunity as this, that we're able to come with part four tonight, dealing with the falling away. And it's very important, as I said before, you know, that you really heed this. You know, you can write this information down. Amen. I'm going to pass my brother on. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you?
Amen. Thank God for another blessed day, brother. Once again, we are been blessed of the Lord to come together once again, concerning the giving of his word. Amen. And we've been blessed to once again provide some more headache to Satan. So I am very grateful of that, that there's no aspirin he can take to stop his head from hurting from all his word that's hitting him. Amen. So, glory be to God. So, without further ado, I'm going to let my brother here handle the teaching part, and I'm going to come behind him with a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. We give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God. Let your word go straight to the hearts and minds, souls of your people, Lord God. Don't stop their ears, Lord God. Uncover their eyes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, send your angels, Lord God. Lord God, to stop all the hindering powers of the enemy. In Jesus Christ's name, Lord God, draw out the spear, Lord God. Draw out the sword against the enemy, Lord God. Pierce him through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and break his hands and break his arms. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I'd like to go to Galatians, first chapter.
Galatians, you said first chapter, right?
First chapter. Yes, and start at the sixth verse.
Okay. Those of you listening, that's Galatians chapter 1, starting at verse 6. Amen. Galatians chapter 1, starting at verse 6. And the word of God said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. But do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. For I neither receive it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I to Jerusalem to deal with work. Okay.
Okay, now, brothers, remember I was telling you about the church that was infiltrated last night? I was telling you about the church that was infiltrated, right? And that Nero sent this, and he sent this, between the 64 A.D. and 68 A.D., okay? So he sent these people unto the church, okay? Hallelujah, to infiltrate the church. And then the church also naturally, people always rebel within the church, just naturally do that, They turn against God, and they change their mind about what they believe, And so
amen.
Paul is saying right here, marvel not that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into grace. He's talking to the people of God, He's not talking to no. He's talking to the people that supposedly be believers in Christ. Seventh verse says, which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. You see, there was people that was amongst them that was trying to pervert the gospel that was being preached, And they, and like I said, the devil, that's how the devil does. The devil said, that's not true, is it? You don't believe that, do you? You don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead, do you? So it was people like that, that was in the church, And because you have to understand that people naturally have these things that cross their minds, But Satan's the one that bring these things to the mind, He'll introduce these things to your mind, the demons will, and they'll say, oh, you don't really believe these things, do you? Or you might say something like, I don't really believe. The devil said, I don't believe these things are true. That's how he'll say it in your mind, okay? He won't say, do you believe? He'll say, I don't believe these things are true. And it's like you, it's like you saying it, okay, but you don't know you're not saying it. It's the devil saying it to you. And so what you end up doing, you end up saying, yes, I agree with you. I agree that I don't believe. And so when you start believing what Satan has said to you, hallelujah, you start doubting what the gospel says, okay? Well, you got not a lot of people nowadays, okay, they're in that same kind of mode where they don't believe all the gospel. They believe a little piece of it. They say, well, I believe that, but I don't believe this. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that Jesus Christ actually rose from the dead. I don't believe it was actually crucified because I heard that Jesus Christ faked his death. So you got people like that, okay? And then back then they had set up something. The Jewish leaders had set up this lie that said that Jesus Christ didn't actually rise from the dead. That his followers took his body and hid it up somewhere, and they couldn't find it. Okay, he took his body out of the tomb, and so they could say he rose from the dead. Okay, so this is where a lot of doubt comes. Okay, because people didn't really witness it with their own eyes, but it was some that did witness it. Okay, it was like 500 people. Okay, besides the apostles. Okay. Besides other people that actually witnessed that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. And who actually saw him, okay, and ate with him, okay, after the resurrection. Because he wanted to show them that he was not a spirit, but that he was that he was flesh and bone, okay? He no longer had blood in him. But he was flesh and bone, okay? And where does it say that? That says that in Matthew, the 28th chapter, it said that what? He was flesh and bone. And in other places, okay, in the gospel, it says he was flesh and bone. Glory to the Lamb. So that's...
Amen.
But the devil is always... Because the devil had to knock this thing down, okay? No matter what Jesus had did, if he didn't rise from the dead, okay, if Jesus Christ didn't truly rise from the dead, don't make no difference what he said, right?
Amen.
Because if he didn't rise from the dead, that means that you ain't got no atonement, okay? You know, even if he shed the blood, if he didn't rise from the dead, okay, how good is his blood? If he didn't have power over death, because he had to prove that Jesus Christ had to prove that he had power over death, okay? You remember
Amen.
What he said in the 11th chapter of John when he said, he told him, I am the resurrection and the life. When Jesus said that, he had to prove that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And one place he proved it in the 17th chapter of Matthew, okay? That's another place that he proved he was the resurrection and the life. And whenever he raised somebody from the dead, he proved that he was the resurrection and the life, okay? Not only did he have power to lay down his life, but he had power to take his life up, okay? So Jesus Christ said that, okay, and fulfilled it, okay? And they saw him. Many witnesses saw him, and those two Roman soldiers, hallelujah, that was keeping a watch over the tomb, saw the angel come down, and they fell on their faces as dead. They testified to that. So it is true, Jesus Christ. But this is one of the things that Satan always tries to knock down. He tries to knock down that Jesus Christ, that he didn't really rise from the dead, and he wasn't really killed. Okay, or that his body was stolen, and he didn't really rise from the dead. Well, people, or that that's what the devil does. Okay, the ninth verse says. Eighth verse says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Why? Because this is the very foundation on which the gospel is, okay? It's seven principles that you have to believe in, okay, in order to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? If you don't believe in these seven principles, then you don't believe in the gospel of Christ. Okay?
Amen.
You got to believe in all seven of these principles. Okay? If you take away one of these principles, you are not on the foundation of Christ. But you see, a lot of people are not
Amen.
On the foundation of Christ. They're saying they're Christians, but they don't believe in all of this. They don't believe in the seven principles of the gospel. Because you don't see anybody preaching about the seven principles of the gospel, do you? Do you? How many people do you really see preaching about the seven principles of the gospel? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And ninth verse
Amen.
Says, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed, okay? Now, when Paul said this with the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of Christ, okay, that if any man preach any other gospel other than what they have, the Lord has showed them, given them, let him be accursed, okay? And the same applies to this day now. If you believe in any other thing other than what this gospel is, you are accursed. And if you want
Amen.
To know why churches, this is one reason why the churches are divided. Because they don't
yeah.
believe in the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. They believe in, they take a part that they want to take. They say, I believe in
right.
this, but I don't believe in that. Okay? So if you don't believe in the whole thing, okay, I don't care if you call yourself an Episcopal, a Methodist, Episcopal, whatever you are, it don't make no difference.
Amen.
Okay, you're not on the gospel. You're not on the gospel. You're not on the foundation. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And
Amen.
Jesus, this all this is built upon Jesus Christ. The whole gospel is built upon Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and the apostles. Glory to the Lamb. That's where it's supposed to be. We told you
Amen.
About the example, the way things are supposed to be, that's the way Christ set up his church, and that's the way his church is supposed to be. Are you that image? Are you, you churches, are you the image that Christ set up in the beginning? No, you're
My
not.
My Lord.
You have to back admit it. You can sit there and try to wrestle with it all you want. Say, we still believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, you are. You are the church, you are the body of Christ, okay? But the come from don't belong to Christ, okay? Because all these churches came out of one place. All the churches built of men are come from one place, okay? They may have come away from her, but they still came out of her, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And that's why Satan is putting out a call. Now he said, "Come on back to me, my church." that church putting out her call, saying, "Come on back to me, churches, my little harlots. Come on back to me, okay?" The Bible calls you little harlots, okay? Now that's
yeah.
I'm not saying this to you, okay, to try to hurt no feelings.
Right.
Hallelujah. But the church says all those things that came out of her are called harlots.
Amen.
Why are they called harlots? Because they were not set up of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now you can be saved. Anybody can be. You can be saved anywhere. Okay, we told you about that. You can. Salvation is free to anybody at any time, anywhere. that you choose, if you say, Lord, I want Jesus Christ right now, Jesus Christ will come into your life and live in you, okay? If you, according to the word of God, you say, I believe in the blood, that Jesus Christ lived, suffered, and died, rose from the dead. He rose physically from the dead, and I believe he shed his blood for me. And if you believe that, you are saved, okay?
Both Amen.
Then and now, okay? Because salvation belongs to Christ. It does not belong to the church. Remember we told you that? That's part of the way Jesus Christ set it up. He didn't set it up so man has to come to the church. He set it up so man has to come to him. Does that make
Amen.
Sense to you? You don't come to church to be saved. You come to Christ to be saved, okay? That church is supposed to help you to stay saved, okay? But that's where their job of salvation, they ain't got no job of salvation. They ain't got no power of salvation. The church cannot save you.
Amen.
No church can. If somebody say, if you don't come to my church, you're not saved, they're a liar.
Yeah.
If somebody say, if you're not a Roman Catholic, you're not going to be saved, you're a liar. If somebody say, if you're not a Pentecostal, you're not going to be saved, they're a liar. I don't care what they say. Somebody say, if you're in our church of God in Christ, Jesus Christ only, then you're not going to be saved. They're a liar. Because salvation belongs to one only, and that is Jesus Christ. It does not belong to the church. The church has no power of salvation. The church don't have no power of forgiveness of sins. The church don't have none of those things. That lies with one that is Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God. He's the only one that has power to forgive you of your sins and trespasses. There is no another. Does that make sense to you?
Amen.
But this is some of the things that they stopped believing. They stopped believing that Jesus Christ, they started going down a different avenue, okay? And so this is why Paul had to write these letters to them of correction. If any man preach any other gospel other than that ye have received, let him be accursed. 10th verse says, for do I now persuade men or God? Who are you trying to persuade, men or God? Because you ain't going to persuade. Or do I seek to persuade, please men? If we try to please people, okay, if we try to open the doors for men, okay, and do things to draw men, whatever draws them is what has to keep them, okay? If men get drawn to the church because of the church, they ain't saved because I don't have no salvation. But men have to be what? They have to be persuaded by Christ Jesus that they are sinners. Hallelujah. They have to be persuaded by him. They have to be kept by him. That is the only one that has the power of salvation. The church does not have it. Get it right. And no power to stop a man from being saved, and he had no power to make a man saved, okay? He don't have that power to do either one of those things. Because a man can be saved anywhere, anyhow, no matter what. No matter what church exists, even if the Church of Christ don't exist. The Lord Jesus Christ set up salvation so that salvation, hallelujah, that men could be saved anytime they call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay?
Amen.
Call upon who? Jesus. That's how you get saved. You don't get saved because you come and shake somebody's hand. You ain't going to shake my hand to get saved. I don't care how anointed I am. I don't care how fully filled with the Holy Ghost I am. You cannot shake my hand to get saved. Okay?
Amen.
You can't come to the just come to the church and be saved and say, well, I just came to the church and I decided to join and I'm gonna be a part. I ain't gonna say nothing. I just come to church and I'm gonna be saved. Now you can't be saved that way. You can only be saved if you repent of your sins, come to Jesus Christ, hallelujah. That's the one that saves you. Get it right. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The 11th verse says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for neither I received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's how all those apostles received the word of God. They all received this revelation of Jesus Christ. Either they was taught by Jesus Christ himself, or Jesus Christ came to them, okay, and taught them by revelation. Thank you, Jesus. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. That's what Paul did before he got saved. And it profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous than the traditions of the traditions of my father. He was so zealous. Hallelujah. That's why he stood back and let Stephen get stoned, okay? Because he really believed in that way. He was really persuaded. He believed in that. He really believed in what he believed. 15th verse says, but when it pleased God who separated me.
Brother, we going to have to cut it. We got about three minutes left.
I'm going over again. Oh. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. We definitely would continue on tomorrow. This is just one of the short broadcasts we have. Once again, we thank God for the word of God. Hey, we will be back with part five. My brother's gonna continue on with this. Praise be to God.
Thank you.
You know, because once again, this is it's a lot to cover. Okay, it's worth it. It's very much worth it.
Amen.
To give this information to you, the listener. Amen. Glory to God. So we will continue on with part five tomorrow. Amen. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. And we want to pray. Father, we thank you once again for your word. We thank you for blessing us tonight and giving us the opportunity to give the word to those that are listening. Father, I pray that you will water the seed that was sown tonight, that you may get the glory and honor. And Father, we lift up your holy name and we praise you. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank God once again for all you that's listening. Don't forget, we'll be back with part five tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.